Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number more than 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Mundo Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. ACC confirms ongoing investigations into several unnamed cabinet ministers and solicitor general. Court upholds ECZ decision to declare Maureen Mavonga's Mofoe seat vacant. Dozens killed seeking food in Gaza as U.S. envoy arrives in Israel. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, says it is still investigating some cabinet ministers but will not disclose their names or the total number of those involved at this stage. Speaking during a meet-and-greet media briefing in Lusaka this morning, the ACC chairperson, retired Justice Evans Hamaundu, says names will only be made public once investigations have advanced, though he confirmed progress has been made. Justice Hamaundu has revealed that one case involving Solicitor General Marshall Muchende has been closed for lack of evidence, but says the commission is still investigating him in another active matter.
Yes, at the moment, we have a lot of number of complaints being lodged, and the investigations are actually being undertaken until the proceedings reach a certain stage where now being questioned on the Solicitor General. There are two matters in issue that are under investigation. So one has been closed in terms of investigation because what has been found, it does not fit. The issue is there, the material there is not sufficient to proceed any further. But the other one, there's another one that is still ongoing. Investigations are not yet concluded. So I think there are not
Meanwhile, the ACC Director General, Daphne Chabo, has disclosed that by the end of the second quarter of this year, a total of 1,405 cases were still under active investigation, while the Commission also received 4 new cases from the Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, this year, in addition to 5 carried over from 2024. Ms. Chabo says in the last 6 months, 375 suspected corruption cases were reported to the Commission, out of which 264 contained actionable allegations, leading to 219 investigations, 41 referrals to other agencies, and asset tracking probes on 50 residential properties and 80 motor vehicles. She says the commission currently has 194 cases before the courts of law, 149 criminal and 45 civil, and has so far secured 8 convictions from 11 judgments delivered this year.
A total of 1,405 cases remain under active investigation by close of the second quarter. From the Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, referrals, the Anti-Corruption Commission received 4 cases this year, which are currently under investigation, in addition to 5 cases that were received in 2024. These 2 continue to be investigated. During the last 6 months, 375 reported cases of suspected corruption were received. 264 of those cases contain actionable corruption issues.
Former Mfue Member of Parliament Maureen Mavonga has lost her constitutional court challenge against the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ's decision to declare her parliamentary seat vacant. In a judgment delivered this morning by Judge Judy Mulongoti, The court ruled that a Member of Parliament's seat becomes automatically vacant upon conviction, even if the individual is later released on bail pending appeal. Ms. Mabonga was convicted of seditious practices on 16th May and granted bail pending appeal on the 24th of June. She argued that the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, erred in declaring her seat vacant because she was not serving her sentence at the time. But the court rejected her argument, ruling that bail does not nullify a conviction and therefore does not prevent the immediate vacancy of a parliamentary seat. The state maintains that her conviction triggered the vacancy regardless of subsequent bail arrangements, with the court upholding the decision, meaning preparations will proceed for the Mfuwe by-election scheduled for 7th August 2025. Health Minister Elijah Muchema has expressed concern over the decline in Zambia's exclusive breastfeeding rate from 71% in 2018 to 64% in 2024, warning that the trend poses a threat to child health. Speaking in Lusaka this morning during the launch of the World Breastfeeding Week for 2025 under the theme Prioritize Breastfeeding, Create Sustainable Support Systems, Dr. Muchema says breastfeeding remains a critical public health intervention. He has urged mothers to breastfeed their babies for at least the first 6 months of life to support proper growth and development.
Zero theme, prioritize breastfeeding, create sustainable support systems, a call to action to build lasting, equitable support for breastfeeding mothers everywhere. The theme resonates deeply with our national health agenda and our commitment to well-being of every Zambian child and mother. Breastfeeding is not merely choice. It is fundamental human right for both mother and child.
And the Church's Health Association of Zambia, CHAZ, Chief Executive Officer, Karen Sichinga, in a speech read on her behalf by the organization's Programs Director, Dali Menda, says government must strengthen policy frameworks that protect the rights of mothers, especially those in employment, to exclusively breastfeed their babies for the first 6 months toward improving breastfeeding rates.
As CHAZ and as civil society, we call for a whole society approach to breastfeeding support. Health systems must equip health workers and the community-based volunteers with training. They need to be trained in evidence-based breastfeeding that are respecting science and also respecting our culture. Health leaders must raise the voice from their pulpits.
Meanwhile, the UNICEF country representative, Nejmuddin Bilal, has pledged the organization's continued support to help reverse the downward trend through funding of education programs and the promotion of family-friendly workplace policies. Government, through the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development, has issued over 90 artisanal mining offer letters to cooperatives in Kasempa and Mufumbwe districts of Northwestern Province. The initiative, for which the handover ceremony was graced by Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabuswe and the Northwestern Province Minister Robert Lihefu, among other government officials, is aimed at empowering local communities to participate and benefit from the mineral resources in the province. The offer letters form part of government's efforts to promote community involvement in mining activities, with beneficiary cooperatives set to undergo intensive training to equip them with essential skills for safe and secure mining practices in line with President Hakainde Hichilema's directive. Upon successful completion of the training, the Ministry of Mines will issue licenses to the cooperatives, while the Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprise Development will support them with mining equipment. And to ensure transparency and traceability in the gold trade, the Zambia Consolidated Copper Mines Investment Holdings, ZCCMIH, has been engaged to facilitate mechanisms for buying gold from Kasempa and Mufumbwe. This is according to a statement issued by the Northwest